There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010, text 4001, or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
I want to stay with film for Ticket Talk Back, sort of, because if you listen to this show regularly, then no doubt you'll have heard me talking about the Airbnb that I've got in Scotland. It's a three-bedroom castle, and because it's really small, but it's a castle, it's kind of popular. People like it.
Castle's a castle, as a castle.
Well, they're looking at castles, don't
you? Of course you do, yeah.
Anyway, we've got a four-day minimum stay. Because you can put a minimum stay on Airbnb, because you've got to clean it and everything. So you don't want someone in every single night.
Right, gotcha.
But I got a message from a guy the other night asking if he could come for two nights. And there was a story attached. He wants to propose to his girlfriend. Yeah. She's always wanted to go to a castle. He's from America. So we haggled a little bit, and I thought, emotion got the better of me, and I thought, you know what, that's a lovely thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a nice thing to be involved
in. Not like you to give in, but I'm glad you did.
I did. But when people book, you then get their full name, and his profile picture, Mark, very professional. I've showed you it, but it's cool as well.
He is cool. He's a cool-looking lad. There's no doubt about it.
And he's from Los Angeles, so I Googled him. I had to. I could not physically stop myself. Ooh. I'm on the computer. Ooh. I'm dealing with Airbnb, and I just thought, it's going to copy and paste his name into Google. Is that bad?
Is it bad? I don't personally think it's bad. You know, it's your property. It's your belongings that are in that property. You want to know a bit of background about the people that are staying there. I don't think it's bad at all.
He's been verified by Airbnb. They know all about him. They've got his details. I'm insured. Why did it feel bad? It felt bad.
It felt bad.
I felt like a stalker. Felt bad.
I'd feel pretty flattered if somebody Googled me.
Would you?
Yeah. It wouldn't be an issue for me at all.
I think I would find it a bit weird if someone Googled me.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't like to know if they'd Googled me.
I don't know. I don't think it'd bother me that much. I mean, I've done it. We'll get to that a bit later on, but we asked some of our colleagues what they thought. Is it a bad thing that Steph Googled this guy?
Not at all. I think it's always good, maybe in Steph's case, because it's a property and it's nice to do a background check. I think if you were just chatting to someone in general and then decided to Google them, that might be a little bit odd, but I have been known to do that in the past.
For someone like Steph, who's renting out such a beautiful place, which I know that she's put a lot of work into to do up and to renovate and to look after, then in order to protect that, maybe it's just natural for her to look up and assess who's going to be staying there and just make sure there's no news stories on the web that might pop up saying, you know, famous British actor trashes hotel room and kind of thinks, maybe we'll let him rent it there.
I don't think so. I mean, if she's opening up her home, it's Airbnb, so it's not a hotel. You know, there's not a lot of T's and C's, and he could be anybody, and, you know, especially if it's in a remote part of Scotland, who knows what he's intending to do. Marry proposal or bury the body.
I don't think so. I mean, if it's her property that she's renting out, she has every right to know who's going to stay in it. You want to make sure that people aren't going to be reckless when it comes to your property, especially.
Well, many layers to this problem. So, first of all, it's okay to Google people in general. People that send you an email you don't know, people who are inquiring to your Airbnb. I think that's fine. I don't know if it should change the way you treat them or let them do stuff in your property, but it might raise some red flags, which is the worrying thing.
A lot of mixed opinions there. I wasn't doing it to look after the place, though. I was purely doing it to be nosy.
What, I wonder who it is staying in my place.
Yeah. Like, I do not do this to everybody. I only do it to people who seem interesting.
So you liked his photograph. Basically, that's what you're saying. But coming off his photograph, you thought, I want to know a bit more about this guy.
Yeah. I want to know a bit more. Hotels do Google people as well, don't they?
I don't know.
Someone said that. Yeah, I know that hotels Google people because I stayed in the Ritz-Carlton in Montreal. Yeah. And they have a whole department that once someone books, they'll research them. They'll find out why they're coming.
Yeah.
And they'll do something to surprise them.
Maybe they'll look at the likes and dislikes. Maybe they would look on my Facebook and say, oh, he goes fishing a lot. We'll arrange a fishing trip for him.
Or put some hair gel in the bathroom.
Yes, right.
For him, especially for blonde hair.
Right, yeah.
Things like that.
I've got you now. So you feel that personal touch.
So having seen his profile picture, do you want to know what I found out when I did
Google
him?
Yeah, go on then.
It's really interesting. So, and I hope he's not listening. He won't be listening. Well, he's in LA. He can't be listening. He's got 15,500 followers on Instagram.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than me. It's probably 15,455 more than me. And he's an actor. guys. He's an actor and he uses another name for his acting. So then I went onto there and I watched some of his stuff that he's been in. Is this getting a bit weird?
Okay, are we talking lead actor here? Are we talking, perhaps walk-on scenes or what?
Walk-on scenes, more than anything else. Right. Small parts in web series, things like that.
Yeah, so a jobbing actor.
Yeah, he's definitely not made it yet, but he's getting work. So one day, he could be Hugh Jackman. He could be like Hugh Jackman was doing this once, wasn't he? And can you imagine being able to say, Hugh Jackman was in my bath once?
Right.
Well, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Or Hugh Jackman proposed to his now wife in my house.
It obviously floats you about this, doesn't it?
But in a world where we can Google anyone that we want to, the question is, should I be Googling people who book my place selectively because I think they're interesting? I mean, I can't use the information for anything. I can't follow him on Instagram. That's weird, isn't it?
Mm. I think that there must be loads of people doing it. I mean, I must admit, I once did it. To try and find and wonder how someone from my past was getting on, my first ever girlfriend. And I thought, I just wonder how she is.
Mark, that ever got found in your history at home, can you imagine?
Just curiosity. I wonder how she ended up. Did she stay living in the UK, maybe move somewhere
that's
else?
That's not right.
That's curiosity. What's wrong with that?
Nah, that's not right. You can't be doing that.
There's no malice in it.
It's not malice. It's the fondness that you're looking back. Do you not look back on people
that became part of your life and look back with fondness, or is everyone just wiped out?
I rode my scooter past my ex-husband this morning coming into work and didn't look back. Did a quick hello.
Don't look back in anger.
Let us know today. What do you think about this? Is it okay to do a little online stalking of people? And does anyone else do this, or is it just me? It doesn't have to be Airbnb related. Just happens to be that is where my habit is.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Now, we're wrangling today with a moral question this afternoon. We're living in a world where it's possible to research anyone. You have a name, you Google it. Before you know it, you're on their Instagram account, and then that leads you to what they do, who their friends are. Steph's been doing a bit of online stalking of a guest who's booked in to stay at her castle in Scotland next year. He looked like an actor in his profile picture, so she went on there and gave him a good old looking, good old searching. Should she be Googling people who are coming to stay at her place?
I thought people would be outraged by this, and they're not so far. Everyone's like, why not?
Why not? It's your place. You can, they're coming to your private personal space, so you should know all about them.
But I think they would feel differently if they were the ones getting Googled, I reckon. No. I just do. I would feel differently if I was the one getting Googled and then I found out. I'd find it a bit strange. I'd find it a bit weird, I think.
What's weird about it?
I don't know, just the fact that someone's got time to look you up. You just don't think that's going on. But do you do this? Let us know. Do you research people? And who is it that you look up on the internet, Mark, about what you said, that sometimes you look up your exes? Now, Maureen's texting.
I only said one. Hang on.
It's even worse, I reckon. That is even worse. Okay. Only one.
Okay, I'm digging a hole for myself.
The one that
here.
Got away. Yeah. Her husband, you'd be... And I think most women would
agree. I mean, it's...
And she was searching just one of her exes all the time.
It's curiosity. I mean, I don't think it would bother me.
Curiosity did.
Kill the cat.
Kill the cat.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you should be doing it. Definitely, definitely not.
Well, I didn't come up with any information.
Did you not? You didn't find out?
No, she got a name that a lot of other people have got, and I just couldn't find. Just couldn't find it. And plus, she's gotten married since.
I could probably help you find her.
Different
I'm really
name.
Good at this.
Are you? All right, I'll slip you a name like after the show.
The actor that I found who's staying in my property got a different name that he acts by.
Really?
And I know it now. But what can I do with this information?
You're having a go at me.
But I'm searching a stranger. I'm not searching an ex. I think it's different.
Well, let's ask some of our colleagues if they actually go online and research people and, find out what they can about people.
Anybody who emails me who I don't recognise their name, I will Google them and I will work out who they are. LinkedIn is usually the first thing that pops up, so I'll click through, see if we've got any mutual connections, and I'll see if we've ever, met each other in the past or where they've worked or anything like that, so I've got a bit of dirt on them. Or, I should say, so I know a bit about them to, help influence whatever it is we're doing together. I think it's important to Google somebody now in 2017.
I have not before, but I would consider it because honestly, you have so many different people in the world now. And I mean, I don't mind saying it, but and sometimes you just have to be cautious. So I believe in being better safe than sorry, especially when it comes to a property. Like if we're talking about renting out my own property, I'd rather, you know the person in advance. Maybe if Googling them is my last resort, I would do it, but I would get to know them before I rent out my property. Maybe have like a one-on-one meeting just to see what kind of person they are.
Funnily enough, I did. I Googled an ex-boyfriend and found, not going to lie, a tribute to him because he had led another girl up a merry dance and pretended that he was a soldier in Afghanistan. He was getting married to somebody else, so he got somebody to email her and say he had been killed in the war.
Yes, I have done it just for curiosity's sake. It was just to know what they looked like. That was all. It was very innocent, and then that was it. But no, I think it's a great way of finding people because for me, I've managed to rekindle a friendship with somebody that I was in school with because he tracked me down through by just putting in my name. And but yeah, in regards to actually just checking people out on Google, that's probably not such a good idea, but we all do it.
Yeah, we all do it. See, it's not just me.
Do you know what? I think that the only people who look up exes are the dumped. I don't think the dumpers.
I beg your pardon.
Look up. Did you get dumped by this person?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm telling you, that's what it is. If you are the dumper, I don't think you would look him up.
No, actually, looking back, I didn't get dumped. It's just the path of life took us in different directions.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. And you just couldn't follow each other's path.
Right.
I see. But LinkedIn there, someone mentioned LinkedIn. It's a mistake to click on LinkedIn because my friend met a guy. One date in, she rings her mum at home and she's like, oh, I've met this guy. One date, I'm going to marry him, as we all do. Anyway, he said to her on their next date, I think your mum has been looking at my LinkedIn page because if you click on LinkedIn, they can see who you are.
And was that the end of the relationship then?
No, they're married now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe it was quite endearing.
I bet mum had a bit of explaining to do.
Mum had a lot of explaining to do. But imagine getting caught out snooping. How would you feel if you found out that you'd been Googled by someone? And what if that someone was your Airbnb host that you were going to stay with? Would you expect it or would you be incandescent with it?
I don't think I'd be that bothered by it. I don't think it would disturb me. I don't think I'd find it odd. I think it's just something that everybody does these days. And it's not just Googling. I think you can do a search on Facebook, Instagram. I think you find it, everybody's sharing so much information about themselves anyway online. So what's a Google?
No, because like I said before, just going back to, I think that the idea around Steph, and it's a case of it could be just done to, if you're, I know Airbnb, for example, a lot of people will rent out their homes, you know, when they're going away. So if you're going to be letting somebody else into your house, then you maybe want to look up and see what they're like.
I wouldn't really mind. I mean, I guess if you have a clear conscience and you know you're not a total baddie, then it really wouldn't matter what they're going to Google. And good luck if they think that, you know, a few selfies on Instagram is going to really kind of prove that I'm a baddie or a goodie.
Well, if I have something to hide, I shouldn't be doing it. So, I mean, it's only fair for them to Google me. If I'm doing something wrong, then it's their right to know, you know. So I feel like it's only fair that they do so.
Terrified. I would be terrified if I found out someone was Googling me. You have so many social profiles now. Your name just pops up in so many different places. You can find phone numbers, email addresses, your husband, wife's name. You can find all of this information out, and it's terrifying that that information's out there.
But it is out there.
Yeah, Googling people, eh? I just did this. I just Googled Mark Lloyd just to see what comes up. And
okay.
The first thing that came up was some BBC News, actually. Triathlete benefits cheap. Mark Lloyd is jailed. You're not staying.
That wasn't me. I've just Googled you, and it's come up with the ticket. She's got a mad love of travelling and an even keener love of talking.
Say squeaky, squeaky clean.
Yeah.
What have you been doing on benefits?
It's got your picture as well. Yeah, I'm on benefits and you're on a radio programme.
It's had a great text in here from Obeid who says, I'm obsessed with this Japanese reality show. It's called Terrace House on Netflix, and I've Googled my favourite candidate from the group, followed them on Instagram. One of them has kind of been quiet on social media for a year, and I've messaged him to be more active. When they leave the show, I feel really sad that I won't be seeing them regularly. It's quite disturbing. You do get attached to people on TV. I watch Gogglebox, and when it ends, I feel like my friends have left my flat for the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for all your calls and messages on Ticket Talk Back today, and for absolutely tarnishing my reputation, Steph.
I think it's fair to say that it's all right to Google people then. I thought I was going to get a,
no,
you shouldn't be doing that, you're a weirdo,
no,
response.
You're all right. Carry on doing it, yeah.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.